Chapter 3. March. Birthday Panic. Saturday the 4th of March. Weight, 9 stone. What is the point of dieting when I end up exactly the same weight at the start of March as at the start of February? Huh! I'm going to stop getting weighed. There's no point. My mother came into my flat this morning with a pile of carrier bags. Darling, can I leave these here for a few hours? She cried, going into my bedroom. She sat down in front of the mirror and put on her eye makeup. She looked beautiful. Her skin was clear and her hair was shining. I'm having lunch with a man from the tax office today, she said. I rang up to ask the tax office how to fill in my tax form, and he helped me. Then he asked me to have lunch with him. What about Julio? I said. Just because I'm friends with Julio doesn't mean I can't have other friends, she said sweetly. Anyway, I must rush. I'm meeting him at Debenham's coffee shop at 1:15. I know what my mother's secret is. She's discovered she has power. She has power over Dad. He wants her back. She has power over Julio and the taxman. Everyone wants her. So, I have to find someone to have power over too. I'm so depressed. Daniel has been very friendly all week. But he hasn't said anything about us. Perhaps he thinks it's normal to sleep with one of your colleagues without asking to see her again. At 4:15 on Friday evening, Shazza rang me in the office. Are you coming out with me and Jude tomorrow? She asked. I didn't know what to say. I was thinking. Surely Daniel will ask to see me this weekend before he leaves the office. Call me if he doesn't ask, said Shazza after a pause. At 5:45, I saw Daniel leaving the office. He smiled, nodded at the computer screen, and left quickly. I looked at the computer. New mail was flashing. Message Jones. Have a good weekend. Cleve. I felt miserable. I picked up the phone and called Shazza. What time are we meeting tomorrow? I asked. 8:30, she replied, at Café Rouge. Don't waste your time thinking about him. Sunday the 5th of March, noon. We had good fun last night, but I'm confused. I told Shazza and Jude that I'd slept with Daniel, but then he hadn't asked to see me again. They both had different advice. Jude said Daniel was probably worried about work, so I should give him a chance. Shazza said he had behaved very badly, and I should tell him what I think of him. Monday the 6th of March. Weight, 8 stone 12. I've realised the secret of dieting is not weighing oneself. 11 a.m. office. I'm completely exhausted. Last night I was just lying in a nice hot bath when the doorbell rang. It was my mother, crying. I want a career, she said. I haven't got anything of my own. By the time my mother left, it was after 10, so I called Tom. I told him that Daniel had not called me all weekend. Tom said I should behave like a cool ice queen. If I really want Daniel and want to win his heart, I should be as cold and distant towards him as possible. I finally went to bed, but I was woken 3 times in the night by phone calls from Dad. Monday the 6th of March. Tom was right. The way to a man's heart is not through beauty, food or sex, but the ability to seem not very interested in him. I took no notice of Daniel all day and pretended to be busy with my work. New mail kept flashing on my computer screen, but I didn't open it. At the end of the day, Daniel walked past my desk, stopped for a moment, and murmured, "Jones, you gorgeous creature, why are you ignoring me?" Tuesday, the 7th of March. Weight, 9 stone, 4, 2, or 5. Alcohol units, 0. Cigarettes, 20. Calories, 1,500. I'm very depressed about my weight. I keep trying different diets, but I never lose any weight. I put weight on instead. How can that happen? 5 a.m. Oh, God. I'm so unhappy about Daniel. I love him. Wednesday, the 15th of March. Weight, 9 stone. Alcohol units, 5. Cigarettes, 14. Calories, 1,795. I am worried about how to celebrate my birthday. Perhaps I could invite my friends for dinner. But then I would have to spend my birthday cooking. We could go out for a meal, but I can't afford to pay for everyone. Oh, God, what shall I do? Midnight. I have had a very good idea about my birthday. I will ask everyone to come for drinks. If they want to go to dinner afterwards, they can. Thursday, the 16th of March. Weight, 9 stone 1. Alcohol units, 2. Cigarettes, 3. Calories, 2,140, but mainly fruit. Minutes spent doing party guest list, 237. Bad. I wrote down a list of people to invite to my drinks party. Me. Sharon. Jude Vile Richard. Tom. Magda Jeremy. Simon. Rebecca Martin. Very boring. Woni. Cosmo. Joanna. Daniel. Perpetua. Eek! And Hugo? Oh no, that's too many people. What am I going to do? Friday, the 17th of March. I just called Tom, who says, "It is your birthday and you should invite only who you want." So I'm just going to ask the following people. Sharon, Jude, Tom, Magda and Jeremy. And cook supper for everyone myself. When I told Jude who was coming, she said, "Can we bring our partners?" Which means Vile Richard. Next, Shazarang. "I hope I haven't said anything wrong," she said. "I just saw Rebecca and asked her if she was coming to your birthday." Oh no, now I'll have to ask Rebecca and Martin, her boring boyfriend. And now I've said I'm cooking. I can't suddenly change my mind and say we're going out to a restaurant. People will think I'm lazy. In the end, I realised I was going to spend my birthday cooking food for 15 people. Saturday, the 18th of March. Weight, 8 stone 13. Alcohol units, 4. Cigarettes, 23. Very bad, as I smoked them in 2 hours. Calories, 3,827. Awful. 2 p.m. My mother burst into my flat, looking very happy. "Darling, what's the matter?" she asked. "Have you had a bad week? You look dreadful. Anyway, guess what's happened?" "What?" I said crossly. "I've got a job as a TV presenter." Sunday, the 19th of March. Weight, 8 stone 12. Alcohol units, 3. Cigarettes, 10. Calories, 2,465, but mainly chocolate. I've realised it is very wrong and selfish of me to not want to cook dinner for my friends. These people are like a big warm family. I am going to cook shepherd's pie for them all. British home cooking. Monday the 20th of March. Weight, 9 stone. Alcohol units, 4. Cigarettes, 27, but I'm giving them up soon. Calories, 2,455. I've decided to serve the shepherd's pie with a special salad and a nice dessert. I haven't made the dessert before, but I'm sure it will be easy. I expect that I will become known as a brilliant cook and hostess. Tuesday the 21st of March. Birthday. Weight, 9 stone. Alcohol units, 9. Cigarettes, 42. Calories, 4,295. But it is my birthday. 6:30 p.m. I cannot go on. I have just stepped in a pan of shepherd's pie which was on the kitchen floor. It is already 6:30 and I still have to go out and buy the ingredients to make the dessert. 7:15 p.m. I just got back from the shop and realised I have forgotten the butter. 7:35 p.m. The shepherd's pie is still in pans all over the kitchen floor and I have not yet washed my hair. 7:40 p.m. Oh my God! I just looked for the milk and realised that I've left the carrier bag behind in the shop. That means, oh God, and the olive oil. So I cannot make the salad. 7:55 p.m. Ah, that's the doorbell. I am in my underwear with wet hair. I suddenly hate my guests. I just want to open the door and shout, go away! 2 a.m. I am feeling very happy. Magda, Tom, Sharon and Jude were at the door with a bottle of champagne. They told me to hurry up and get ready. While I dried my hair, they cleaned up the kitchen and threw away the shepherd's pie. Magda had booked a table at a restaurant and everyone was there, waiting with presents, planning to buy me dinner. Magda said they had a weird feeling that dinner at my flat would not work out. I love my friends.